Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We came across a story about the town of Toyooka in Japan, where it sparked global attention for proposing, it's a non-binding guideline that encourages residents to limit their personal smartphone use to just 2 hours a day outside of work or school, and to have evening curfews, 9 p.m. for children, 10 p.m. for teens and adults. Okay, so it is voluntary, no penalties, but they did ask the public, and here's a shock, 80% of the response was negative, and over 120 residents filed complaints. The reality is that I know my phone does it. It tells me how much I've been on my phone and which apps I've used. Sometimes that's a little embarrassing, but still, we wanted to understand if this is something that is practical, and if this is something that we should consider. We are joined this morning by Dr. Wei Tse Lung, Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. This kind of idea is obviously none of us like to hear it, but should we hear it?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. It sounds like a terrible idea, but I do, you know, you have said it yourself. We are using our cell phones more and more, and there have been studies that show that there are bad health side effects from being glued to the phone too much. So I suppose this town has decided, well, you know, it might be a good idea to just try and encourage its citizens to think about it. Perhaps in terms of practicality, no, I think it would be very difficult to, because you know, we would then have to load software onto each person's phone, and it's got to report back to some central unit to say, Howard has been using the phone for 4 hours. Now he must be punished.
Sounds like my wife. It's exactly. But the reality is that we do spend too much time on our phones.
Absolutely. As I said, there have been studies that say, you know, people should be sleeping instead, but no, they're on their phone. And then let's not forget that teenagers are increasingly being told, you know, maybe they should stay off phones, because it's actually bad for their mental health. It's not great for development either, for even younger children.
The problem is that it's now no longer simply just work and communication. We also now do our banking, and we track our sport, and it's a place that we could log what we're eating and how much we're sleeping. So more and more, our phones are becoming a bit of an extension of our brains. How do we start to see our phones as separate from ourselves, because right now they aren't really?
Yeah, I think it is becoming difficult, because we are increasingly dependent on these phones for practically every aspect of our lives. I mean, as you say, it's effectively a computer that's embedded in ourselves, and it's reporting on everything. I mean, if you have a smartwatch, it will say, okay, Howard, today you only walked 8,000 steps, you should have walked 10. Look, these things do have some upsides. It helps you to also manage your life a little bit better. But at the same time, I think what people are more worried about is how much of that time is spent on things like social media, watching endless TikTok videos, which may or may not have actual benefit to you. So there are concerns. And the other issue is now we are reliant, and we're putting all our data on our phones. And what about cybercrime? So
Absolutely.
What if someone gets hold of your phone? Then what happens?
Yeah, and we're certainly seeing that as a problem here in South Africa, in fact, everywhere around the world, because your phone has access to many things, and that is a very real issue. Is there any scope for policing? In other words, for our phones to limit us to 2 hours a day on TikTok. And then after that, it sends you a warning saying, listen, you've been there, you're going to have another 15 minutes, and then you won't be able to access TikTok until tomorrow. Does that curtail our freedom too much? Or is that something that we should consider?
Well, you know, they do it in China. Not so much you can't use TikTok because, well, you can't use TikTok.
Anyway. That's true. Yeah. Different subject.
I know that in China there was a whole. Remember, we do. Our Nashburst has shares in Tencent, and it plunged a little when the Chinese government decided no, they're going to intervene. Because they realized there are too many people who are playing games all day long. So they forced the Tencent and its all gaming companies in China to enforce that people may only play games for so many hours in the day. So they managed to successfully do that because they realized that gaming was becoming too, negative, had negative downside to the people's lives. So it has been implemented. They've shown that it is possible, but it was a very, draconian measure where they forced the companies, you will comply. And I don't know if that will be met with as, little resistance in the rest of the world.
What's interesting is, like, I play, one or two of these word games on New York Times, and there's one a day. And I find that actually quite good. You can't argue with it. They give you, it's one game a day, one puzzle a day. You solve the puzzle, and then you wait for the next day. And just because that's how it's always been, you don't argue with that. You just kind of accept it. So maybe it's got to be done in a different way to try and keep people healthier. It's a fascinating thing.